Thousands have lined the streets of Moscow to bid farewell to the last leader of the Soviet Union. Mikhail Gorbachev was credited with changing the course of the 20th century by ending the Cold War. President Vladimir Putin has paid his respects, but is not attending the funeral. Other Western leaders are not attending either.
The Kremlin has been so far quite respectful of clear issues, because Gorbachev is not perceived as a strong leader, and Putin wants to and appears to be and portrays himself as a strong leader.
Gorbachev was often respected and revered more in the West than at home in Russia. Highlighted in this television advert from the 1990s.
За Горбачева!
За Горбачева!
За Горбачева!
Unfortunately, Gorbachev did not make Russia part of the West because the West didn't want that to happen. Gorbachev certainly wanted it to happen.
He went on to win a Nobel Peace Prize after signing a disarmament treaty with U.S. President Ronald Reagan, removing a host of nuclear weapons. Joe Biden cited this achievement in his tribute, saying the result was a safer world and greater freedom for millions of people. The treaty was the beginning of the end of the Cold War. One state after another broke away from the Soviet Union. And it wasn't long before the Berlin Wall fell. Later came a failed coup by hardliners in Moscow. The Soviet Union itself was dissolved and Gorbachev resigned. Yet now, more than 30 years later, with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, comes the danger of a new Cold War.
Sondern auch Russland und der russische Präsident Putin.
Russia and its president are digging new trenches in Europe and have started a horrible war on Ukraine. It's now we think of Mikhail Gorbachev and realize what he did for our country and all of Europe.
Gorbachev died at the age of 91 in a Moscow hospital after 2 years of serious illness. And while he was hailed as a man of peace, he has left at a time of war. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.